From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Eureka Police Department has seen an increase in the number of thefts from vehicles during November. Since the 1st, there have been 66 reported incidents of items being taken from vehicles, both locked and unlocked. A large number of these thefts have occurred near Henderson Center and in the area of the Eureka Mall, including areas south to Highland Avenue. The majority of the thefts are happening during hours of darkness. Items that are being taken range from purses and wallets to backpacks and miscellaneous clothing, cash, coins from the cup holders, even two firearms and a taser. Starting in December, Humboldt Bay Fire is placing the medication Narcan into service on all fire apparatus. You're likely aware that Narcan's a medication used to offset the potentially lethal effects of the class of drugs called opioids. Well, the use of the medication by emergency medical technicians was approved this year by North Coast Emergency Medical Services. Humboldt Bay Fire is currently training all employees. In fact, the final day of training is today. Eureka PD working with Coast Central Credit Union to present a travel safety panel on Thursday. It happens from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Coast Central's downtown location at 402 F Street. Among the speakers, Susie Owsley from Eureka PD, Becky Reese from Cruise Planners, Ginger Campbell from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and reps from CCCU. The goal is to teach participants about tools they can use to stay safe while traveling. The event is free. A new campaign being launched called Get Ready Humboldt College for a Great Career. It seeks to increase college attendance rates on the North Coast by inspiring local young people and helping families understand how they can help. The campaign featuring local business leaders talking about jobs and the value of a college degree, as well as current college students sharing their experiences. Core of the campaign answering why college, and then providing students and their families advice on getting started and finding resources. You can see more at GetReadyHumboldt.com. Well, he was an HSU graduate. He went on to make TV history of sorts with his cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants. Steven Hillenburg has died at the age of 57. Hillenburg had announced last year that he was diagnosed with ALS, considered terminal. It weakens the body's muscles and ultimately greatly limits movement. He had graduated in 1984 from Humboldt State with a bachelor's degree in natural resources planning and interpretation. Just 3 months ago, he gave the school $135,000 to provide grant awards for research in marine biology, oceanography, and marine fisheries. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.